Hello, this is Lisa. Just a question for you guys. The question is, in a relationship, when the other person cheats, whose fault is it? Is it the man's fault? Is it the female's fault? Well, I'm gonna give you my perspective on that. And my perspective is that if you're in a relationship, ladies, if you got a man that's cheating, a lot of times, we set the stage for the way the other person acts. When I first heard that statement, I used to get so upset. But as old as I get, I realize that there's a point to that. We set the stage for that. So, ladies, if you have a man that cheats, you have to stop. And automatically, the first thing we do is we call him a dog. But we have to actually stop and really think about, our part in it. Because there are times where the guy wants to talk to the woman, and just simply say, there's some parts in our relationship that may be lacking. And, sometimes the woman can get very irate and want to cuss him out and, want to point fingers. Well, let's talk about everything that you haven't done, But I think if we just took time and sat down and listened to each other, especially women, we need to sit down and listen to our men. When he comes to us and say, "Well, look, not to criticize, put you down, but there are some things that are lacking that I think we can better improve on." We can't just go around and say, "Okay, well, he's a dog 'cause he cheated," and two wrongs don't make a right. So if you got a partner that cheats, is it all right for you to cheat? No, it's not. Because two wrongs don't make a right. If they cheat, as hurt, as painful as it may be, we have to figure out what it is. Why did that person cheat? What was that person lacking that I could have done better on? Or I can improve on so that wouldn't happen. And I was one that you said, men are dogs, he cheated just to cheat. But majority of the time, a man is not going to cheat on a female just to cheat. He's cheating because he tried to talk to you or let you know that there's something amiss, and you kind of mistook it. And you got defensive. If we're in a relationship, we have to be able to sit down and talk to one another and keep the lines of communication open. Because I, for one, would like to be able to tell my partner, my man, that, baby, I love you, but there are some things that, I'm feeling like we're missing that we need to probably improve on. And that's not to cut down. Now, men, there's a way to go about talking to your woman. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say, "Well, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't cook, you don't clean, you don't do this, you don't take care of the kids." You can't just say all that. There's a way to come about it, If you get a quiet moment, and you say, "Okay, I think it's time for us to have a conversation," and say, "Look, baby, I love you. We've been in this relationship for X amount of time, but I feel like there's something missing in our relationship that I think we both can improve on." I think you'd be more surprised to realize that you'll get more of a receptive response than just coming at the woman and just going at her, like, you know, to put her on defensive. You know, and women, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you know, you have to be open and be able to be receptive to what the man is trying to say. You know, we can't automatically just get defensive because you feel like he's attacking. You know, and men, when you talk to your woman, you can't go at her like she, like you're attacking her, because then that's going to put her on defensive. So anything you have to say past that, she's not going to hear you, because now you done already put her on the defense. You know, all I'm saying is that there's a way to go about things. And do people cheat for no reason? Nope. I believe that there's always a reason. Whether we want to acknowledge that or not, there's always a reason for the other person cheating. And if the person cheats and you don't, that does not give you a pass to do the same thing. You know, we have to be careful, because in this day and age where we got STDs flying around here like a 747 jet, you know, and people giving it away like you giving gifts at Christmas. You know, you got stuff out here that can kill you. You got stuff out here that you can get and you can't get rid of. You know, is you have to think about these things. And a lot of times we do not think of these things when we cheat. All we think about is, okay, they cheated, so I'm going to get back at them and I'm going to cheat. You know, and then next thing you know, y'all kiss, y'all make up. You know, y'all have makeup sex, and then next thing you know, both of y'all are sitting in the clinic and the doctor telling you you got anything from chlamydia to HIV. And then you want to scratch your head and get pissed off about it, when in the end, you know, you don't know if you gave it to him, and he don't know if you gave it to her, you know. But at the end, if both of y'all just came together like adults and talked about what was going on, you know, and stopped all this nonsense with sleeping with the other one just to get back at that person or to hurt each other, that's not good. You know, as humans, we need to be much more careful, much more careful. And ladies, there is a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, women shouldn't cast their rubies before swine. So we have to be careful about who we date. You know, a lot of times we go after men that look good. Oh, he got a great abs, or he got a great ass. You know, it's not all about that, because those are the ones that will give you something quick. You know, because they know they good looking and they can go around sleep with anybody and anybody. You know, I usually go for the eyes, because they say the eyes are a window to the soul. I usually look into the eyes, and if I see something there, you know, I might give it a try. If I don't see nothing there, you can't get nothing from me but a simple hello and keep it moving. You know, I'm just saying that there's a lot more to meet the eye than just abs and butt. You know, you have to look at the person, you know, for who they are. And yes, you know, when you first meet somebody, it's on looks general, but you have to look deeper than that. Like I said, I always go for the eyes. I look into the eyes. The eyes are the windows of the soul. So this is my question of the night for y'all. Do you think, you know, do you think it's appropriate for people in a relationship to cheat? And I would like to hear some of your perspectives on that issue. Thanks, and have a good night.